Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Team Hellions Podcast. I'm Kevin Hellions Decent here. And on the last episode, I told a story about a comic book store. One of my good friends, Brock, said how much he loved it. Somehow this inspired a memory and another story. And I do believe that the time limit is over and I won't be in trouble anymore for this story. So way back in 1987, I started reading comics. And I've told the story numerous times on the site. And the reason behind it was we were going family trip, flying from New York to Florida. We went to Walden Books so my mom could buy something to read on the flight. She told me to go ahead and buy something as well. And I bought one comic, one single floppy comic. I believe they were 75 cents at the time. Well, I had it completely read before the flight even took off, and then 3-hour flight ahead of me. So I went through the comic numerous times, cover to cover, studying it, absorbing it, reading things that no one reads. Like, well, no one at the age I was at the time, 9 years old. But the letters pages, the notes from editors, the what's coming, what's new, the advertisement, studying the art. And really, I think this forced time with a single comic started me into it. So some of the ads that were interesting were West Coast Avengers. Started picking that up, started a long love affair with that comic and series. And then I would see ads and go, oh, that comic looks cool too. Let me look for that one. And one of the things that looked fascinating was Daredevil. And Daredevil was in the middle of this epic story where Typhoid Mary, a brand new villain, is hired by the Kingpin to kill Daredevil. Now, Typhoid Mary was an assassin, skilled with the sword, some sort of telekinetic powers. We weren't quite sure what was going on at the time. Later on, she was revealed to be mutant, because it's Marvel. But the interesting thing was, she was schizophrenic. So Typhoid Mary was the assassin, trying to kill Daredevil. Mary, however, was a demure, timid, wonderful, nice, sweet woman who was interested in Matt Murdock, Daredevil's alter ego. Mary did not know Typhoid Mary existed. Typhoid Mary did know that Mary existed, was trying to keep her down. Daredevil did not know that the two women, Typhoid Mary he was battling and Mary he was dating, were the same person. Because the schizophrenia was so, it is such an extreme that Mary and Typhoid Mary, they walked different, they smelled different, they had different heartbeat patterns, different cadences of speech, all sorts of stuff. So even Daredevil and his skills and powers did not realize this was the same woman. So Typhoid Mary concocts this elaborate plan, and she brings in all of these Daredevil villains, not a big one like Kingpin, who had already hired her, or Bullseye, but these lesser tier villains Daredevil had fought over the years. And has them all attack him at once. Oh. So Daredevil has one battle, leaves, gets away, turns around, there's another villain. Boom, right in front of him. Gets out of that one, there's another one right in front of him. He has no time to rest, no time to recuperate, no time to recover, and he's just beaten and beaten and beaten. Left for dead. Well, I had to go and buy the new issue. Walden Books didn't have it. What to do? Well, the funny thing was, as I'm sitting in the back seat of the car, we're on our way somewhere in the city, I see a sign for a comic book shop. I didn't even know comic book shops existed, much less that my local town had one. Well, I wanted to go. Maybe they have the new issue of Daredevil there. I need to read it. So I made a plan. Next time I could, I was going to head down to this local comic book shop and see if they have Daredevil. Now, luckily, they do. But it looked different. It wasn't what I expected. Some guy named the Owl's on the cover. There's a baby on the cover. This doesn't look like the broken, beaten Daredevil that was in the last issue. But I'm new to comics. Maybe I need to read the issue, figure out what's going on. Maybe. I can't remember the exact numbers of the issues off the top of my head. And I couldn't then either. Maybe I missed an issue. Maybe the story I was following is over. Nope. Because new to comics, this was my introduction to a fill-in issue. Now, what happened was the artist of the title time, John Romita Jr., was getting married. So he asked for some time off. He would have missed the deadline, so Marvel put a single issue that they had in the vault, ready to go at times like this. Put it out there. We're taking a month off, but there's still an issue on the stands. Thank you very much. Here's a little standalone story that takes place, quote, some other time. We'll see you later. Well, it's not a bad story. What happens is the owl, a villain, was funneling cocaine through New York City. And through some mix-ups and all, the cocaine was rigged to explode. Someone else had it. And somehow the cocaine ended up in a baby stroller, so Daredevil's trying to find this explosive cocaine so baby doesn't die. It's comics. Let's just go with it. Now, the interesting thing is this vault title was drawn by Steve Ditko, drew Spider-Man, who is the creator and original artist of my favorite character of all time, Speedball. This is before Speedball even existed, so looking back, I wonder if there was something in that art, something in the style that drew me in and laid groundwork for me enjoying Speedball later on. Not quite sure. Now, while all this knowledge of a fill-in issue and Daredevil and Steve Ditko and all this other stuff came later, after taking the comic home and reading it, this is my first time inside this comic shop. They got everything. Walls of new titles. My world is opening up to me. I'm like, oh my god, what is this? What is this? What is this? Long boxes, posters. I only had enough money for the Daredevil comic. I didn't have money for anything else, but I had to look. So I'm wandering. I'm scared. I'm intimidated. I'm 9, maybe 10 at this point, year old kid. Just wandering around, checking all this stuff out in the middle of downtown. And I kind of lost track of time. Because suddenly it was dark out, and not dusk, dark. And I still had to walk home. So I knew I was in trouble. So I paid for my Daredevil comic, and I started walking home, and I thought, is there any way I can excuse this? Because I've been gone a while. Well, there wasn't. So I get home. Of course, my mom yells, rightfully so. And it was, I'm pretty sure Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy was on, so it was probably 7 o'clock at the time of year where it gets dark at like 4 or 5. So it'd been dark a few hours, too. And I said something like, oh, I was just playing or I was walking around or whatever. I had some excuse for losing track of time. Complete lie, of course. I don't even remember what I said. Now, some of you might think, well, Kevin, she must have seen the comic book in your hand. Aha. My trick at the time for sneaking comics in places, because I wasn't sure, you know, comics had a stigma, still do, you know, sometimes, but as a child, I was worried about someone giving me looks, attitude, whatever, for having comics. So I had a way of sneaking them up the back of my shirt in the bag, tucking my shirt into my pants to protect it, but it being flat so no one's going to know that I have comics back there. I probably had a coat on at the time. Because I was worried, if I put it in the front of my stomach doing the same trick, I might bend the issue, and therefore it wouldn't be mint. But shoving it in my sweaty bag somehow made more sense. It's in the bag, but still. So I'm in trouble, except I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I was out playing, and I lost track of time. Who are you playing with? I don't know, lots of people, random kids, you know, something like that. Going to the bedroom I shared with my brother at the time. And I take the comic out and I hide under my mattress. Can't read it yet. I'm going to get in trouble. I don't have that many comics yet, so there's a chance mom's going to know if I brought a new comic into the house. So I put it down there and I take my punishment and, you know, eat dinner, do my homework. You know, probably wasn't allowed to watch TV that night. Go to bed. Well, before I went to bed, I didn't want to lay on the comic. I could ruin it. So I'm looking around, I was like, okay, it looks like mom's in the other room doing something else. My brother's doing something else. I think I can move this, put it somewhere else, you know, with like stack of other comics, magazines, something like that, not get caught. Well, as I'm sliding it out from under my mattress, does my brother come running into the room at the time going, Mom, he bought a comic. Oh boy. Selling me out like any sibling should. I'm not mad at him or anything. That's just the way you do it, kid. And somehow my mom just didn't care. I don't know if she didn't care because she was tired and overworked and didn't want to hear us fight, or if me going to a comic shop and buying something to read and walking home too late at night is much better than anything else she thought I could have been up to. I don't know. But somehow she's just like, this isn't the fight I'm having tonight. And let it go. Now, the funny thing is, I talked to my brother this past week. He was reminding me that I taught him to read, which I think comics helped me to become a better reader. So, you know, maybe him selling me out and my mom overall not having a fight about this, I don't know, maybe it helped him to be a better reader too. Maybe this odd little adventure helped him. Now I go back to the comic shop a little later in the month when I knew it was safe and it was gone. That's my experience with, hey, sometimes rent in this building goes up and we just moved to another building. So that comic shop moved to elsewhere, which is where last house, my hometown, it's in the same place. I hope it's still there. It's nice, you know. Well, there's more stories for this shop. It means a lot to me. I'm very nostalgic. It's the first comic shop I ever went to. Its longevity, you have to give it credit for, but it has its flaws. What comic shop doesn't, though, you know? So thank you very much for indulging me in this trip, talking about Daredevil, the owl, and getting in trouble for comic books. I'm Kevin Hellions Decent, teamhellions.com, for all your needs. You can find me on Twitter at Team Hellions. There's Team Hellions Facebook page you can like. Instagram's Kevin Hellions. I'm all over the place. Thank you very much for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Trying to improve these podcasts, get a little better, got more ideas coming. And, you know, we'll see where it goes. But thank you very much for joining me today, and we'll see you later.